He spoke and took his seat by King Alcinous. Men were already serving food and mixing wine. The page drew near, leading the honored bard, Demodocus, beloved of all, and seated him among the feasters, backed by a lofty pillar. Then to the page said wise Odysseus, cutting a piece of chine with plenty of meat upon it from out a white-toothed boar, the rich fat on its sides, "Page, set before Demodocus this piece of meat, that he may eat and I may do him homage, sad though I be myself. For at the hands of all on earth bards meet respect and honor, because the muse has taught them song and loves the race of bards." He spoke, and the page bore the food and put it in the hands of Lord Demodocus. He took it and was pleased, and on the food spread out before them they laid hands. But after they had stayed desire for drink and food, then to Demodocus said wise Odysseus, "Demodocus, I praise you beyond all mortal men, whether your teacher was the muse, the child of Zeus, or was Apollo. With perfect truth you sing the lot of the Achaeans, all that they did and bore, the whole Achaean struggle, as if yourself were there, or you had heard the tale from one who was. Pass on, then, now, and sing the building of the wooden horse, made by Epeius with Athena's aid, which royal Odysseus once conveyed into the citadel, a thing of craft filled full of men, who by its means sacked Ilius. And if you now rightly relate the tale, forthwith I will declare to all mankind how bounteously God gave to you a wondrous power of song." So he spoke. Thereat the other, stirred by the god, began and showed his skill in song, starting the story where some Argives, boarding the well-benched ships, were setting sail and spreading fire through the camp, while others still, under renowned Odysseus, lay in the assembly of the Trojans, hidden in the horse, for the Trojans themselves had dragged it to their citadel. So there it stood, while long and uncertainly the people argued, seated around it. Three plans were finding favor: either to split the hollow trunk with ruthless axe, or else to drag it to the height and hurl it down the rocks, or, still, to spare the monstrous image as a propitiation for the gods. And thus, at last, it was to end, for it was fated they should perish if their city should enclose the enormous wooden horse, where all the Argive chiefs were lying, bearing to the Trojans death and doom. He sang how they o'erthrew the town, these sons of the Achaeans, issuing from the horse, leaving their hollow ambush. Each for himself, he sang, pillaged the stately city. But Odysseus went like Ares to the palace of Deiphobus with godlike Menelaus. And there, he said, braving the fiercest fight, at last he won the day by aid of fierce Athena.